I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. We start our show today listening to legendary singer-songwriter Cat Stevens, and we end our show listening to Yusuf, and he's one and the same man.
About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Yes, peace train. Your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
light on the peace train.
About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
light on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Is peace train holy rolling?
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
British musician Cat Stevens from his 1971 album Teaser and the Fire Cat. Well, it's an amazing story because as of today, he has been given several awards for his work in promoting peace in the world, including the 2003 World Award, the 2004 Man for Peace Award, and the 2007 Mediterranean Prize for Peace. So, what an amazing journey. Cat Stevens recorded some groundbreaking albums in the early 70s, and he began an amazing journey. His songs are so memorable, And he speaks of this quest that he's always had. And the thing that's so satisfying is that he left his music career and he converted to Islam. And he took a rather long journey. And he's returned to secular music. And we're going to be listening to his most recent album, which was released in 2009, Road Singer. And the amazing thing is he's the same person. Yusuf is as recognizable in 2009 as he was in 1970. He's a British musician. He was raised, he went to Catholic school as a young kid. When he was 15 years old in 1963, he got his first guitar, and he was really inspired by the Beatles. And he was already playing piano, but when he got his guitar, he started to write music. And he's 15 years old, and he's living in London, and his parents had this restaurant, and he used to sit up on the roof. And the neighborhood that he lived in London, you could hear the music from the musicals. He was in a part of town where all the musical theaters were. And he remembers being extremely influenced by Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. I find that very interesting. So he starts performing his own music, and he discovered from the very beginning that he really wanted to be a solo performer. He actually started to record some albums, and he changed his name for the first time to Cat Stevens in 1966 when he was 18 years old. And here's what he said about that, about being changing his name. I couldn't imagine anyone going to the record store and asking for that Stephen Dimitri Gorgiou album. And in England, I was sure, as in America, they loved animals. So he became Cat Stevens. He got a new contract with Chris Blackwell for Island Records, and he releases a series of albums that went multi-platinum. In 1970, his Tea for the Tillerman album. We're going to be listening to a few tracks from that album. First, Where Do the Children Play? Followed by Hard-Headed Woman. Cat Stevens from his Tea for the Tillerman album.
It's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Thank you.
sky. Scrapers fill the air. But will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? I know we've come a long way. We're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman. One who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. I know a lot of fancy dancers, people who can glide you on the floor. Oh, oh. They move so smooth but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask what you come here for, I don't why. If I find my hard-headed woman,
all All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. We've been listening to Cat Stevens from his 1970 album, Tea for the Tillerman. A lot of the music for the albums that we're going to be listening for the from the 70s, the three albums, the Tea for the Tillerman, Teaser and the Firecat, and Catch Bullet 4. He wrote a lot of that music in 1968. You know, he'd had this pop career and everything, and he got really sick in 1968. He came down with tuberculosis and he had a collapsed lung, so he's near death and he goes into the hospital where he spends months recuperating in the hospital, and then he had an entire year of convalescence. So during that time he writes 40 songs. So most of the songs on the albums that we're listening to today were written during that period. And during that same time, he took up meditation, yoga, and metaphysics. He read about other religions, and he became a vegetarian, you know. So, and this music is way more introspective than the music that he wrote during his earliest pop career. So let's listen to a couple of more tracks from Tea for the Tillerman. We'll be listening to Into White, followed by On the Road to Find Out, Cat Stevens.
I build my house from barley rice, green pepper walls and water ice, tables of paper wood, windows of light, and everything empty in into white. Garden with acres of sky, a brown-haired dog mouse if one drop by, yellow Delaney would sleep well at night, with everything empty in into white. Drummer rehearses outside, a black spider dancing on top of his eye, red-legged chicken stands ready to strike, and everything empty in into eye. Built my house from barley rice, green pepper walls and water ice, and everything empty in into one.
my happy home to see what I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out. Hit the rowdy road, many kinds I've met there, many stories told me all of the way to get there. Ooh. So on and on I go, the seconds tick, the time out, there's so much left to know when I'm on. I wonder, through descending snow, and through the frost and thunder, listen to the wind come howl, telling me I have to hurry. I listen to the robin's song, saying I.
Find out, Cat Stevens. In 1970, that was from his T for the Tillerman album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, these are such memorable songs. Once you hear them, they're like infectious. You know, it's hard to forget the words. I haven't listened to these songs in a long time until I was putting this program together, and I knew all the words and how they went. They're incredibly memorable. He's such a gifted songwriter, and we're going to be listening to a few tracks from his 1971 album, Teaser in the Firecat. One of my favorite songs is Moonshadow. And I have an amazing quote that he talks about what it's like to write a song, and specifically the song Moonshadow, which we'll be hearing in a couple minutes. Here's what he has to say. I get the tune, and then I just keep on singing the tune until the words come out from the tune. It's kind of a hypnotic state that you reach after a while when you keep on playing it, where words just evolve from it. So you take those words and just let them go whichever way they want. Moonshadow? Funny, that was in Spain. I went there alone, completely alone, to get away from a few things. And I was dancing on the rocks there, right on the rocks, where the waves were, like blowing and splashing. Really, it was so fantastic. And the moon was bright, you know, and I started dancing and singing, and I sang that song, and it stayed. It's just kind of the moment that you want to find when you're writing songs. Cat Stevens, Morning Has Broken, followed by Bitter Blue, and then Moonshadow.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. All the red garden sprung in completeness where his feet had. Mine is the sunlight. Mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk.
Did it take long to find me? I asked the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night?
I'm being followed by a moon shadow,
moon shadow, moon shadow,
leaping and hopping on a moon shadow,
moon shadow.
Cat Stevens, Moon Shadow, from his 1971 teaser in The Far Cat. In 1972, he releases Catch Bull at Four. The album sold 500,000 copies in the first 2 weeks of its release alone, and it was Billboard's number one LP for 3 consecutive weeks. Yusuf estimated in January 2007, he estimates that he continues to earn approximately $1.5 million a year from the music that he recorded as Cat Stevens. So let's listen to a track from Catch Bullet 4. The song is called Sitting.
I'm on my way, I know I am, somewhere not so far from here. All I know is all I feel right now, I feel the power growing in my hair. Sitting on my own, not by myself, everybody's here with me. I don't need to touch your face to know, I don't need to use my eyes to see. I keep on wondering if I sleep too long. Will I always wake up the same or so? And keep on wondering if I sleep too long. Will I even wake up again? Soul
in bad company. I thank the moon I had the strength to stop. No, I'm not making love to anyone's wishes, only for that light I see. 'Cause when I'm dead and Lord, Lord, in my grave, that's gonna be the only thing that's left of me. And if I make it to the water side, will I even find me a boat or so? And if I make it to the water side, I'll be sure to write you a note. Life is like a maze of doors, and they all open from the side you're on. Just keep on pushing hard, boy. Try as you may, you're gonna wind up where you started from. You're gonna wind up where you started from.
Cat Stevens from his Catch Bullet 4 album, Sitting. Okay, so that was in 1972. He keeps recording in the 70s, and something happened to him in 1976. 1976, he nearly drowns off the coast of Malibu, California, and he claims to have shouted, and this is a quote, "Oh God, if you save me, I will work for you." He says that right afterwards, a wave comes in and carries him back to the shore. So he's got this brush with death, and it really intensifies his spiritual quest. And he looks into Buddhism, Zen, the I Ching, numerology, tarot cards, astrology. And then his older brother, David, brings home a copy of the Quran as a birthday gift that he'd gotten when he was on a trip to Jerusalem. So Cat Stevens takes to it right away. It really won his heart. And at the height of his career, in December 1977, he converts to Islam. And he changes his name again, and he adopts a Muslim name, Yusuf Islam. And in the following year, in 1979, he auctions all his guitars off for charity, and he leaves his music career behind him. And he, from that time, he devotes himself to philanthropic causes, educational pursuits within the Muslim community. He has four daughters and a son. And when his son is 21 years old, his son is named Muhammad Islam, and his son is also a musician, his son brings a guitar home, okay? He brings home a guitar. And I can just see, you know, he can't resist it. He starts playing the guitar. Yusuf picks up the guitar. And his son says, "You know, Dad, you know, get beyond the acoustic. Why don't you try out an electric guitar and get a Fender Strat?" So Cat Stevens, now we know him as Yusuf. And Yusuf is the Arab version of the name Joseph. And the reason he chose that name is because when he was studying the Quran and the story of Joseph, you know, Joseph was bought and sold in the marketplace. And so he really related to that experience, and he became Yusuf. So his son brings home a guitar, and lo and behold, in 2006, Yusuf goes out and starts to perform again. In December 2006, he performed at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in Oslo, Norway. And he also travels to New York City and gives a concert involved in the Jazz at Lincoln Center series, his concert was recorded and broadcast on KCRW-FM. And later that year, he releases his first pop music, his first secular music recording since 1978. And he follows that up in May of 2009 with an album, Road Singer, and it's wonderful. When I listened to it, I was just astounded because even though he'd gone through a complete name transformation and had taken such a different path, when he comes back and you hear him sing, he's the same man. It's truly astounding. I hope you really enjoy it. We're going to be listening to, from Yusuf's Road Singer album, let's listen to Be What You Must. And I think this track really speaks to his own personal experience. See what you think.
When I hold your hand, I could fly a zillion miles with you. When I see your grace, I can see all God's words come true. Every little bird above the haze and fish beneath the waves knows about you. Or wouldn't they do? When I see your eyes, I can see rainbows in the sky. Being with you, all who parted reunite. Every little pearl drop in the clouds and
stones beneath the ground are waiting for you. Wouldn't they do? Whatever you say lightens up the burden of the day. Whatever you do makes us ever want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you. Every burning comet that zooms, and angels too, think about you. Wouldn't they do? Thinking about you, I could climb a mountain in the dark. Lightens up the burdens of the day. Whatever you do makes us want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you.
Yusuf, from his Road Singer album. So he continues to, you know, he continues to still make a lot of money from his earlier catalog, a lot of the music that we listened to earlier in the show when he was Cat Stevens. And he has got a lot of philanthropic efforts going on. He's lives in, he's British. And in 1981, he founded the Islamia Primary School north of London in the Kilburn area. And soon after, he founded several Muslim secondary schools. In 1992, Yusuf set up the Association of Muslim Schools, a charity that he brought together all the Muslim schools in the UK, and he served as the chairman. He's the founder and chairman of the Small Kindness Charity, which initially assisted famine victims in Africa. And the Small Kindness Charity now is supporting orphans and families in the Balkans, Indonesia, and in Iraq. He served as the chairman of the charity, the Muslim Aid, from 1985 to 1993. And now that he's back and recording and released this album, Road Singer, in 2009, he also made several appearances on American TV. So he made an appearance on the first episode of the Chris Isaak Show on the A&E Network in April of 2009. And then on May 13th, he appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno in Los Angeles. And the next day, he was on The Colbert Report in New York City. And then on the next day, he appears on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. So it's wonderful to have Yusuf back and bringing his music and his beautiful songwriting abilities. So let's listen to a couple of more tracks from his 2009 Road Singer release. This is probably my favorite song from the CD. It's called The Rain. And even though it speaks of Noah's flood in biblical times, it sure rings a bell for what we're going through today. Yusuf, from his Road Singer album, The Rain.
Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world, and the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm.
Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, 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 things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I gotta build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast. Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we gotta build a world, what that world will be. If we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Oh. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, 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 things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today we've been exploring the music of legendary singer-songwriter Yusuf from his most recent album, Road Singer. That was The Rain. Let's listen to one more track from Road Singer. This song is called Welcome Home.
Saw a sign on the path, all seekers this way. A fairy sat and laughed and threw a petal my way. As I neared the bridge, two soldiers stood and stared. No one passes by us, but hey. You're welcome here. Carried on down the road to the marketplace. I was still alone.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio.